Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This mob, they say, that's not me. I'm nothing like those people. I would never have done that. They're all
people,
wrong.
Those people voted the way you voted and for who you voted for. I'm just saying.
Right, but just because you vote for the same people doesn't mean that you believe the same thing.
Put you in the same crowd. Yes, it does.
Round two for the ultimate demonization of patriots begins roughly on January 16th as the FBI sets the stage, tying the aims of real right-wing extremism to that of your average law-abiding, America-loving Trump supporter.
The range of criminal conduct is really, I think, again, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail to theft of digital devices within the Capitol to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking
at. Two shaman walked in and prayed?
FBI,
you killed a woman?
America was on fire. And while thousands of Central Americans race towards Biden's potentially wide-open U.S. border, 12-foot walls are going up to replace the 8-foot walls that were there before to keep Americans out. As the National Mall resembles something straight out of a tin pot dictatorship where the government fears the people.
Streets are being blocked off, the Capitol locked down. Tensions are high.
Pelosi fronts a movement branding 75 million Trump voters as neo-Nazis simply because one idiot wore an offensive shirt.
Oh, so many disgusting images, but one figure,
George Soros?
A man in a shirt with Auschwitz.
George Soros should help round up Jews?
Yep. Auschwitz. To see this punk with that shirt on. And his anti-Semitism that he has bragged about to be part of a white supremacist raid on the
Is he with AOC?
Requires us to have an after-action war. To assign responsibility to those who were part of organizing it and incentivizing it.
And as thousands of National Guard members prepare to protect the nation's capital from the nation, I'm sure that amongst the ranks, very few of those National Guard have forgotten that just 7 months ago, they weren't welcome to protect the president from the Marxist mob.
We don't think that soldiers should be in the nation's capital patrolling or policing streets. We've made that formal request to the White House. We have no desire to have any soldier out on the street.
See,
residents can't pay their bills.
So
either the Department of the Army or their home states will have to take care of their arrangements.
Mayor Bowser came here to unveil this new Black Lives Matter Plaza sign, the new name for 16th and H Street outside the White House in Lafayette Square.
Who's in charge? What is the chain of command, and by what authority?
While Pelosi stands like a fascist dictator in front of the troops she called on to protect her country club and its members, what transpires as we move forward toward Biden's tyrannical inauguration will be a circus of radicalism and possible false flag operations in all 50 capitals of the United States.
Late afternoon, the Texas State Capitol grounds were shut down to the public to quote-unquote maintain public order. DPS, Austin Police, and Highway Patrol stood by carefully, watching confrontations and verbal threats.
We're not a moral nation anymore. We're done.
Protesters holding guns, which is legal in Texas.
Ready to get everything you got soon, folks.
Right now, why did you bring that with you?
We're not here to start trouble. We're actually just here to protect people and really just kind of scare them away. Hopefully without even having to use any force.
This would be an opportunity for all real Trump supporters to stay home or risk handing the full weight of federal subjugation over to a Democratic Party desperate for a reason to re-educate and imprison God-fearing Americans.
FDR was afraid the Japanese had infiltrated the West Coast, even though the Pentagon said it wasn't true. He knew better. And so he pushed through his policies, and we made one of the biggest mistakes of the 20th century by taking our own citizens, and listen to this, confiscating their wealth, making sure they couldn't work, shutting them down, and then putting them in camps. Tucker, this is the road we're on again.
John Baum.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So there is a paradox in human history that great liberty creates incredible wealth and then decadence, and that breeds corruption, tyranny, and then collapse. And that's the cycle that many a philosopher, even 2,000, 3,000 years ago in what is Greece today and Rome later and Egypt understood. So that's where we are, but it doesn't make it any more dangerous what we're facing. Okay, so we now know Boogaloo groups working for the feds and Antifa working for the Democrats and the feds stormed the Capitol, got a few Q people to follow them, but the main groups are Boogaloos and Antifa. We know their names, we know their groups. They took advantage of it. They bragged they did it. Get hundreds of thousands outside, didn't go in. I mean, it's easy to stampede a crowd or cause a riot. Look at, you know, any bar fight where people get in a fight, others, you know, trigger it. That's not just in John Wayne movies where two guys get in a fight and suddenly the whole bar is fighting. That's how that works. It's a chain reaction. But now we've got Brian Stelter and others coming out and saying, with Facebook executives, hey, we can't let any conservative or nationalist, because they're so violent after the Capitol event, we can't let them have any voice or anywhere to talk. And they go on in a long, like, hour-long report, we're going to play a few minutes over here, to say, we just have to figure out how to re-educate them. How do we deprogram them? They love us so much. I mean, you know, CNN covers up for 3 million Muslims in death camps in China and 1 million Christians and Buddhists. And it covers up for Apple, and they cover for all the illegal wars and chemical weapons. And, you know, Brian Stelter, he's just up there like, oh, he's the good guy. Like, how do we silence them for their own good? We don't want OAN and Newsmax, which are both milquetoast. I mean, OAN's better than Newsmax, but give me a break. It's everything. They don't, just like Parler. Trump might have gone, oh, Trump might go to Parler? Well, we'll just ban it. It's gone. This is an avalanche. This is a stampede. This is a foreign army. Hitler ended up losing in 5 years. But he lined up against Poland. He lined up against Czechoslovakia. He lined up against Austria. He lined up against France. He lined up, and all of them fell quickly. And finally, there was a Winston Churchill, I hate to say it, or Joseph Stalin, said, no, that's not going to happen. And finally, they were met with resistance. Can we just recognize we're in a takeover? Can we just recognize we're in an assault? Because if you don't do that, you don't have a prayer. The great news, and I'll cover this coming up at the bottom of the hour, is Australian TV national TV, the prime minister is saying, this is a UN global government takeover using COVID, and we're not going to stand for the Great Reset. Well, you just went along with the biggest lockdowns ever. But it was his blue cities did it. The Australians are organizing now to say, no, they've had all these top ministers resign, saying it's all a fraud. They have the statistics. Hell, I hired a month ago a major statistician group, but they had to sign an agreement not to say their name, because all the demonized, that does major work for national insurance companies. And I said, we've looked at the COVID deaths. Looks like 61,000 people extra died in 2020. They're telling us 300,000. And if you count population increase, looks like there's actually less deaths per capita this year, 2020, than last year. They came back 2 weeks later and they said, yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, it's worse than you're saying. We're going to present those numbers very soon. We've been so busy, we haven't released them yet because they're very voluminous. But that's what the Australian government high-level national deputy finance head came out and said. Like, I can't be part of this. This is a lie. It's not true. They count all the pneumonia, which is bad. That's the big one, folks. It's not flu. And all the flu and the car wrecks and the cancer and the heart attacks in the same damn column. The average person that dies of COVID worldwide is 84 and a half years old. They didn't die of COVID, folks. They died of natural causes. And they put COVID on the death certificate because worldwide, because it's all run by the UN and Bill Gates, you get money when you say it's COVID. But I'm digressing. Here it is. CNN calls on cable companies to remove Newsmax and OAN. But it's worse than that. It's the former executive at Facebook calls for OAN Newsmax to be deplatformed. So, look, I don't want them to be deplatformed. I love them. They're great folks. But remember, InfoWars is there as well. So when you tell people, hey, it's being deplatformed, Newsmax, OAN, InfoWars, Band.video, don't be ashamed of that. We're exploding right now, but I want to explode to win. I don't care about how big we are. I want to explode to defeat them. I want OAN to be huge. I want Newsmax to be huge. I want Newsmax to be more hardcore. But yes, promote them, but promote InfoWars.com because it's the real fount of the resistance. They're trying to get Tucker off the air right now. So look at these would-be dictators, these slimy monsters up there with all their fake authority as a news organization that lies to you saying they want their competition taken off the air. Here it is.
We have to work on the broader disinformation problem to try to turn down the anger that you see from that.
Pause again. Back this up. They said 3 years ago that they weren't censoring when they took me off all those platforms. It's doublethink. It's gaslighting. So wait, it did. Remember, none of this existed. Remember? Oh, but now the election meddling does, and now we've got to stop it. We're the good little re-education camp operatives. And I mean, think how sick this is. They are engaged in Soviet Nazi-level censorship, but they're the good guys trying to stop the hate. Here it is.
We have to work on the broader disinformation problem to try to turn down the anger that you see from that huge percentage of Republicans who believe that the election was stolen.
It's the, yeah, the Biden denialism is very real and widespread. So is riot denialism, with people claiming that it was Antifa and all these other crazy lies.
Pause again. Oh, we had thousands of buildings burned down, tens of billions of dollars of damage, 30-plus cops killed, 20-plus. I mean, it was huge numbers. They tried to cover it up. We have Nadler saying Antifa doesn't exist, but Humpty Dumpty, Brian Stelter, with like 100,000 viewers, he later bitches, no one watches me. Well, no kidding, dude. You look like a child molester. I'm not saying you are one, but I mean, you can babysit my kids, bro. You molest the truth. I'm sorry. Let's go back to him.
Both are happening. Both are happening from the same platforms and the same pro-Trump media outlets. Both are problematic. Chris, what do you say to the following? We have to be clear-eyed about what is a domestic terror threat, but also very careful not to exaggerate it, not to overstate it.
Rewind this again. Rewind 10 seconds. There's a domestic terror threat. It's called your speech. Oh, they killed 4 Americans at the Capitol. There was a riot, a small riot. It's the worst thing since Pearl Harbor. But we got to be careful not to exaggerate it. He plays all these games. Let's go back to this sack of pus.
Chris, what do you say to the following? We have to be clear-eyed about what is a domestic terror threat, but also very careful not to exaggerate it, to overstate it, not to create undue fear in this country right now.
I think that's absolutely right. We've got to be very careful here. Just because someone may believe that the president did not win the election, or the president-elect Biden did not win, or that someone believes in QAnon, doesn't mean that they're going to go pick up arms.
And pause again. It's like we're outlawing them questioning the election, but we don't put them in the FEMA camp right away. See, that's how you move the overton window. Like, we kill them and put them in a FEMA camp. Oh, we just shut them down. And then, oh, we kill them. This is all psychological scripts they're reading. Super predatory, super dangerous, super evil. Continue.
Is that possible, Alex? Will there ever be a solution, a real, clear, full solution to this information crisis that has been perpetuated, in my view, by platforms like the one we used to work face?
Is there a final solution, he's asking? Like, how do we deal with these people that, like, you know, saw them with suitcases in Georgia, pulling them out and closing things and saying the water main broke, and then all these Biden votes come in, and it happened, and all, you know, or how Biden can't get 20 people, but Trump gets a million, but, you know, what do we do? What's the solution? We're going to come back. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to play the clip unedited, because by edited, I'm jumping in, I'm talking over it. It's hard to look at someone with no viewers. But it doesn't matter. It's what the banks, they know that the globalist word is through Stelter. That's Jeff Zucker. And so here is this Hitler, this Stalin, this Mao. I mean, they call us that. He's the one trying to arrest everybody. Well, if we don't arrest everybody, let's be reasonable. We'll arrest some for the speech. I mean, I'm Brian Stelter. I mean, how do we re-educate these people?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Process, ladies and gentlemen, we accepted the killing of 60-plus million babies in this country, saying they had no rights. Now they want us to kill all the old people, and the COVID news is coming in that indeed that's happening. It is a euthanasia device. They're giving these COVID shots to old people above 80, and they are going bye-bye fast. And major governments are saying, oh, that's okay, because they're old, and Tim Cook's gay, so it's okay. But I want to... Without me interrupting, it's so hard to watch this. I watched the whole 45 minutes because it's an hour-long show, but 15 minutes ads, just like our show, any broadcast show, is 15 minutes ads. And I watched 45 minutes of it this morning and almost threw up because it aired yesterday. And, I mean, it's just them like, yeah, we just can't let conservatives or Republicans just have a voice. We have to re-educate them, so we have to get rid of every place they can talk. And they're just, I mean, this is so... textbook 1984, and you're just watching these criminals talk about it. But I'm not going to interrupt them. Just go ahead and play it unedited. Just play a few minutes of this. I'm going to try to shut up. Go ahead.
We have to work on the broader disinformation problem to try to turn down the anger that you see from that huge percentage of Republicans who believe that the election was stolen.
I'm
sorry. Biden, stop it again. Back at the start. Remember them saying we're not censoring you. It's made up. Now it's like, oh, Trump might go to Parler, ban them off their servers, ban everyone, ban, I mean, you can't even have body armor sold anywhere. I mean, it's crazy how these crooks operate. And it's all these weird, creepy dudes. Like, why do all of them look like the creepiest, slimiest? Like, if I was a Hollywood producer and I said, I want to create a planet of slimy-looking men. And they'd say, well, sir, what are you looking for? Brian Stelter's guest. We're going to play. Like I want to show disingenuous men that, like, I would teach my daughter, if you see a man looks like this, don't go anywhere near them. These are fake frauds. These are bad people. These are scam artists. And it just all up. So let's, I'm sorry. Go. Oh, please, Lord, help me. Go ahead and roll it. Go ahead.
We have to work on the broader disinformation problem to try to turn down the anger that you see from that huge percentage of Republicans who believe that the election was stolen.
Biden denialism is very real and widespread. So is riot denialism, with people claiming that it was Antifa and all these other crazy lies instead. Both are happening from the same platforms and the same pro-Trump media outlets. Both are problematic. Chris, what do you say to the following? We have to be clear-eyed about what is a domestic terror threat, but also very careful not to exaggerate it, not to overstate it, not to create undue fear in this country right now.
I think that's absolutely right. We've got to be very careful here.
By the way, back that up 5 seconds. I forgot, and my boom operator pointed out, this Kreb guy worked for Trump and said there's no election fraud and got fired for it. So, like, literally, let's just go back to Kreb. They don't say, oh, by the way, the guy that stabbed America in the back... and help the fraud happen. Here's Kreb. Remember, this is Kreb, the election rapist. Here he is.
I think that's absolutely right. We've got to be very careful here. Just because someone may believe that the president did not win the election, or the president-elect Biden did not win, or that someone believes in QAnon, doesn't mean that they're going to go pick up arms.
Is that possible, Alex? Will there ever be a solution, a real, clear, full solution to this information crisis that has been perpetuated, in my view, by platforms like the one where you used to work, Facebook, as well as Twitter and others?
It's really hard because what's happening is people are able to seek out the information that makes them feel good. That is what's happening is that, you know, people have so much choice now. They can choose what their news sources are. They can choose what influencers they want to follow. And they can try to seal out anything that helps them question that. And I think that gets to a really core issue with how our freedoms as Americans and the way we've treated press freedom in the past is being abused by these actors, in that we have given a lot of leeway, both in the traditional media and on social media, to people to have a very broad range of political views. And it is now...
Because, again, we've given a lot of leeway in America to people's views, and now this big mega corporation that takes money from Gulf state dictatorships and communist China, they're going to heal us. There he is. Trump lashes out at former DHS official, reasserts that election was secure. And again, now he doesn't just want to steal your vote. Now he wants to steal your voice. Like, who was the villain in The Little Mermaid? What was her name? Maleficent? Ursula? Ursula. So his new nickname is Ursula. Ursula doesn't just want to steal your vote. Ursula wants to steal your voice. Once he's got you, doesn't he? So let's go back to Ursula. Let's hear from Ursula.
The great economic interest of those individuals to become more and more radical. And I think that one of the places you can see this is on the fact that you now have competitors to Fox News on their right, OANN yes. and Newsmax, which are carried by all the major cable networks, who are trying to now outflank Fox on the right because the
moment... The worst part is Stilter goes like... Kind of even little shows have more viewers than me.
Immediately, a bunch of people chose.
Hey, to pause. Like, I get out on the race car track, there's 100 race cars, and my car won't start. I want to stop the fast cars. That big red one that keeps, that blue one, that silver one, I don't like them. I want them to be disqualified. Sorry, let's go back to Humpty Dumpty.
System. And they can do that both on cable, they can do it online, and that becomes a huge challenge of figuring out how do you bring those people back into the mainstream of fact-based reporting and try to get us all back into the same consensual reality.
And can you? Is that possible?
Yeah, back under your rape farm.
It's hard.
Well, you're my pimp.
I think we got to do a couple things. One, there needs to be an intentional work by the social media companies.
Yes, a rape farm.
To work on violent extremism in the same way they worked on
violent extremism,
Kenosha.
When I
started Facebook in 2015, the number one challenge from a content perspective was the abuse of social media by the Islamic State. And there was a collaboration...
Totally run by the deep state.
...in between the tech companies and law enforcement to make
the globalists launched Islamic State, get it all, then use that to crack down on free speech.
Mostly young Muslim men at the time around the world. Now we're talking about domestic audience in the United States. And the challenge is going to be partially...
Again. So he's like, we're moving from Islamics, we're moving from Islamic State to men in America. It goes, we explain that works. It goes from Islam to white males. Islam to white males. Islam to white males. And then it'll be every male after that, because that's the real target here, isn't it? Let's let our little friend finish up.
Mostly young Muslim men at the time around the world. Now we're talking about domestic audience in the United States. And the challenge is going to be partially that, you know, ISIS did not have a domestic constituency in the United States Congress. But there is over half of the Republicans in Congress voted to overturn the election. And there will be...
Yeah, so half those Republicans are ISIS. You heard it.
...on the companies to not take it seriously. So I think first...
Which you have who you voted for. That's bad.
And those companies have to be brave in that way.
We were unable to steal the election for those few people. So we've got to be brave and attack members of Congress.
There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN. And they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views.
It's going to get a lot bigger now, dumbass.
In particular,
you dumb, freaking bastard, burning hell. Get that piece of filth off my screen. God almighty. If we let a piece of trash like that run our lives, we deserve what you get. He's a reset pimp of literal Nazi Jean-Claude Juncker.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world, from the UK to Brazil.
They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off. The internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band on Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
There comes a point when powerful organizations and groups decide to make their move. No matter what happens, they're committed to the fight. It has a name. It's called war. We are now under open globalist attack. The United States did not see the sneak attack. I tried to warn people for decades. People going back to Barry Goldwater, Cleon Scouse, and so many others warned before I was even born. But Americans were arrogant. They believed that we were so strong, we could not fall. We had major rot from within. And now, we face the prospect of slavery and massive persecution, and the full thrust of the globalist attack at levels never before seen. That's why tomorrow I'm going to do a special transmission that I'm going to title, Is This Alex Jones' Last Broadcast? because every day now is precious. And I can say more now in a day and do more in a day than I could in 27 years before. Because now, the dial's over. And you can record what I say today or what I say tomorrow. You can listen to it in 50 years or 100 years or in 1,000 years. It'll be more important then than when I say it now, because it will unfold. But it's going to be up to you how it unfolds. So let me give you some good news. I don't normally air a special report twice. And we aired this right at the start of the show, first 5 minutes of every show. Some stations carry news, some stations don't. About half our audience tunes in. The enemy thought they'd take us off the internet and we'd be done. We had hundreds of radio affiliates who we love and who listeners should support and sponsor and really get behind. And that's why we're still on air. But I'm going to air this and then get the actual newscast that this comes from, because it's so important. And this deals with the Great Reset. And if you don't understand the Great Reset, you don't understand what's happening. I could sit here and talk about drag queen story time all over the Western world, funded by major corporations to have convicted pedophiles come to your school and have your five-year-old sew in their lap. It's an act of dominance. I could read the giant stack of news I've got about mass death and mass convulsions from the COVID vaccines. I could read you all these articles I've got about government files on QAnon being a disinformation Bolshevik operation. But if you don't understand the Great Reset and who Klaus Schwab is and who Jean-Claude Juncker is, it's like fighting World War II and not knowing who Hitler is. But I still believe in you. And I don't say that from a position of weakness. We've really kicked their ass. I figured we'd have to have a revolution in 50 years from members of the establishment that saw how bad what they did was to reverse this. And now they're not going to get the promise of immortality and the rest of it. I was thinking victory in like the year 2070. We could have victory in 2030 if we want it. But we have to want it. We have to understand the ideology, the eugenics, and the globalist. And we have to then decide to recognize the enemy. And then as men and women say, we say no to you, and actually engage the globalist in a real debate, not having the denial. So here's the report, and I'll come back and cover more of this in detail, but it's posted at band.video. It needs to be seen. It's a very important report. The Great Reset button has been pushed. The Great Reset is here. Here it is.
This year's Davos is very, very different to all the previous ones. The World Economic Forum, along with the United Nations, along with the International Monetary Fund, and along with any number of prominent globalist organizations and powerful individuals, including Prince Charles, together have jointly promised that the 2021 World Economic Forum will be used to introduce, via a vast network of connected big tech corporations, online activist movements, and compliant local and national governments, something they call the Great Reset. It is a global commitment they have made to use the panic and fear generated by the coronavirus as a means to reshape all our economies and laws and move to a new form of capitalism that focuses on net zero emissions.
And this is real evil we're facing. And so folks need to understand that it's coming in to shut everything down. There's a global revolution against the New World Order. Globalism is a consortium of corporations that do not want free market. They want fascist monopoly to carry out eugenics.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Australia's vaccine regulator says it's investigating reports of deaths among elderly patients in Norway who have received the Pfizer jab.
I call them globalists because they call themselves globalists starting in the 70s, Victor Brzezinski. Globalist believes in global government, not international man and libertarianism, and you can travel and live wherever you want, and there's standardized systems. I'm all for that as long as it's free market, and as long as people agree to it, and it's not authoritarian. But the Great Reset and saying you're not essential and shutting down small businesses and coming with forced inoculations, and all of this is authoritarian globalism. Technocracy in their own words.
One of the features of this fourth industrial revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
This is criminal, what's happening. And this is all the Great Reset. This is all the UN world government takeover. This is 21st century war. And these are the guys that say we can't have national borders and that we got to take migrants, quote, into our homes.
Outnumbered and facing thousands of people determined to enter Guatemala. It doesn't take long for these Hondurans to push through the lines of soldiers at Guatemala's eastern Amor border and press on. Their aim? To reach the United States. Many were held up after not presenting IDs or asked for proof of a negative coronavirus test before entering. But many ignored the formal crossing, instead illegally breaching the border nearby.
We've all got to have COVID passports to travel even inside the country. And not even start your car. That's where all this is going. It's all being announced. It's insane. Wow. We have Jack Dorsey caught secretly by Project Veritas communicating with he believes the top executives at Twitter.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account. And it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks, and go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real-world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon.
We've got the Mexican president coming out saying he's going to lead a global movement. Trump should have done this. To stop big tech from abusing the people and censoring everyone, and that this is a criminal combine that is one of the greatest dangers the world's ever seen. That's what Ted Cruz says, too. I'm just thanking God every day that I'm not them and not involved in the incredible evil they're involved in. Because these are enslaved, demonically controlled people. All right, that report is at band.video. It's titled The Great Reset Button Has Been Pushed. It's got 31,000 views. It was posted a few hours ago. There's also the video of the police ushering everybody in to the Capitol, and the whole setup. That footage is going super viral right now. The Q Shaman being invited in by the police and all the rest of it. Just an incredible time to be alive. I've got some COVID-19 news I want to hit when we come back. But the good news is people are now recognizing the official corporate plan to not save the earth. The corporations pushing the Great Reset have doubled their profits last year. They don't even pay taxes. This is just super cold-blooded war on the middle class, war on poor people. And then they collapse the third world and bring giant masses in that will collapse the nation state itself. It's pure criminality. So if you want to survive, say no to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the New World Order. If you want to be bankrupted and homeless and destroyed in a couple of years, then by all means, choose your destiny. That's what God is all about. Choose your own destiny. But final segment on the Sunday transmission, and then 2 hours of Owen Schroyer and your phone calls with Sunday Live coming up at band.video.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Well, I didn't want it to all be like this, but I got to tell you the truth about who these people are. They're super rich people that are ruthless, and they think like you're like weevils in their pantry eating their grain or something, eating their flour. They just think of you as like a, just exterminate you. It's like calling the local exterminator to kill cockroaches. That's what they think of you. I'm Alex Jones here. I'm about to close out this live broadcast. Owen Troyer's going to come in for 2 hours and do Sunday Live here and take your phone calls. I'll be on tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We've got the weekday morning show now. American Journal with Harrison Smith is coming up. But before I hit geoengineering and how the globalists want to play God, let me just show you a few headlines here. The Great Reset, Big Tech and Big Pharma joined forces to build digital COVID vaccination passport under Xi Jinping. Told you that 11 months ago. Now it's the gateway pundit today. Peer-reviewed study did not find evidence lockdowns were effective in stopping COVID spread. They're effective in bankrupting your economy and collapse of the third world, so they invade. 23 dead in Norway after taking COVID vaccine. You know, why do you think folks are coming up here from the third world? Because they don't have jobs, and now they really don't. See how that works, and who manages refugee flows worldwide? The UN. And who brainwashes them with their political ideology? The UN. That's a foreign army coming to invade you with Marxist ideology. you see while we're in the end game? 23 dead in Norway after taking COVID vaccine. Government says it's a good price to pay. 13 Israelis suffer facial paralysis after taking Pfizer COVID jab. Amid influx of reports detailing adverse reactions, thousands of those. It's okay. Bill Gates, he loves you. And it goes on and on. But 15 years ago, Dr. Fauci promoted hydroxychloroquine to cure the common cold, which is COVID-19. We're being taught a fear. We're being taught submission. Japan considers heavy fines and jail for violators of coronavirus restrictions. Just like Australia, just like everywhere else. And it never goes away. It just gets worse. It's come out that the Wuhan lab launched the attack, but we're not supposed to talk about that. We're supposed just to submit to the whole thing. And again, CNN calls for cable companies to silence conservatives. And even in the same show, they go, well, just like we silence medical doctors that question the World Health Organization. You know, we can't let American doctors tell folks what's going on. We can't have that. This is ridiculous tyranny. This is not going to go well, folks. This video I didn't even play. Pennsylvania lieutenant governor, who looks like the scariest looking creepers I've ever seen, who's a communist, says Americans have no right to claim election was rigged. He'll arrest you if you question it. I mean, wow, these people are going for broke. But I'll just recap what we started the show with before I had this important information. We know the Boogaloo's leftist group with the Antifa, a few hundred people, staged the attack. Only the Q folks were dumb enough to go in to get media attention. Nothing against the average Q person, but it was Q people that went in nonviolently to be set up and arrested. They didn't arrest the Boogaloos. When they've arrested Antifa, they're released later. They did their job well. They set up America. Trump knew his supporters were patriotic and nonviolent. He said be nonviolent. He didn't incite anything. They went down there to say, we see the election fraud. We have the numbers to show it. Trump fought back. He did the right thing. He didn't roll over. He didn't submit. If you want to keep us on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get T-shirts, books, films. Got a bunch of supplements that are about to sell out that are great for your immune system and your body. X2, X3, Supermel Vitality, DNA Force Plus. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. But separately, this is New World Order. This is 2020. I remember reading when I was 15 years old, they'd have world government by 2020. In congressional record. I was into that stuff back then. It was so interesting. So again, here we are. Every generation goes through something. Every third generation goes through something really big. We're going through it right now. So I want to thank the crew for their great job. Here is this amazingly important report from a major pop artist exposing chemtrails and country clubs. I hope that you will share Lana Del Rey, chemtrails over the country club video. It's posted to band.video. Here it is.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun.
By the way, they're demonizing her now for this, calling for her to be taken off the her label.
With you, my sweet love, there's nothing wrong. Contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country.
She looks just like a girl I know. Cindy Brown. Where is Cindy Brown?
In the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club. Take out your turquoise and all of your jewels. Go to the market, the kids' swimming pool. Baby, what's your sign? My moon's in Leo, my cancer is sun. You won't play, you're no fun. Well, I don't care what they think. Drag racing, my little.
This whole thing is about Hollywood molesting children. It's all about dual personalities. And it's all about how the chemtrails and the secret science dictatorship is right there. You're not supposed to wear your mask because you're poisonous and you're bad, but they're actually spraying you like a cockroach above. Now it's all declassified.
In the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club. Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful.
Contrails may be creating artificial geoengineering, dissipating haze from plane exhaust. Bingo! Alters how sunlight reaches the Earth and may be unintentionally affecting our climate. And again, for TV viewers, you're catching all this. For radio listeners, it's a art piece, a fair use investigation, a composite. Chemtrails over the country club, augmented by Infowars.com. And it's available on the site right now. It's all fair to use. Our company gives me trouble. I'm not worried about it. I don't care anymore. But that's definitely what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe type in her name. They want her taken off the air right now. She's not playing balls with the people in Hollywood. They don't like this being seen because they're a bunch of devil worshippers. We want to hide and feed our children forever, but they won't. Everything they're doing is the end of their world. They're on our horns, not theirs. The sun is setting on Satan. The universe is filled with Christ energy. All right. Coming up for the next 2 hours, Owen Schroyer and Sunday Live. I'm Alan Jones signing off. Until 11 a.m. Central tomorrow with my standard transmission. We'll be right back as the human resistance rages on against the vampires of the New World Order.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.